So, let's get started. We are excited to be here today with you at Ag Connect Expo 2011. I'm Martin Riechenhagen, the chairman of the Ag Connect Expo Management Committee and also chairman of the board, president and CEO of Agco Corporation. We are based in Duluth. That's just outside Atlanta, about half an hour north from here. And this week, Atlanta is the gathering place for all of agriculture. The National Cotton Council Beltwide Cotton Conference ended today as Ag Connect began, and we have representatives of the American Farm Bureau Federation with us here this evening to herald the beginning of the American Farm Bureau annual meeting here at the World Congress Center on Sunday. You will also note that there are 20 co-located events being held with Ag Connect, and we'll tell you more about that in a few minutes. Our opening ceremony is sponsored by Farmers Feeding the World, an initiative of the Farm Journal Agricultural Foundation. I would like to welcome also now Jim Walker, the Vice President of North American Agricultural Business for Case IH in the United States and Canada. We know Jim is a great guy because, well, actually, I know it very well because he worked for me at Echo and also at Class. Jim, it's great to see you again.
Thank you very much, Martin, and it's great to be here with you today at Ag Connect and welcome you to the opening ceremonies. Case IH has certainly always seen the need for a show such as Ag Connect, one that's attractive to the international marketplace and a global forum of technology and a symposium to carry forward agricultural's transition tradition. Ag Connect Expo provides a unique industry approach. The kind of access to global experts that AEM trade shows have become to be known for. Now, it's my great pleasure for you to meet the sponsor of this evening's reception, Farmers Feeding the World, a new initiative in the Farm Journal Agricultural Foundation. To tell us more about Farmers Feeding the World, here's my good friend, Chuck Roth, president of Farm Journal. Thank you.
Thank you for that introduction, Jim, and thank you, AEM, for having us get involved in the program. We're very pleased to be able to sponsor a gathering of this nature, people from all over the world, certainly from all facets of the industry. We're very excited to be with you here this evening. Most of you probably are familiar with Farm Journal, but let me give you a little bit of background for those of you that maybe aren't real familiar with us and give you some context for a video that we're going to share with you. Fairly short, runs about 5 minutes, but I'd like to make a few introductory remarks about setting up what it is that we're going to share with you here in just a minute. Farmers Feeding the World is an initiative that we launched in October. We actually formed the Farm Journal Foundation a little bit earlier in 2010, back in the summer. It's Farm Journal, the company, is well known for Farm Journal magazine, but also publications like Top Producer, Implement and Tractor, Pro Farmer Newsletter, Dairy Today, Beef Today. In the television world, we have U.S. Farm Report and Ag Day Television. AgWeb.com is our biggest presence online. And so we have a pretty big footprint as a media company serving agriculture here in the United States. The foundation is a nonprofit organization formed separately from Farm Journal. As a charity organization, it's not a private foundation. And Sarah, if you'll put up the next slide. Our vision for the Farmers Feeding the World initiative, which is the sole purpose of our foundation at the present time, is essentially to do fundraising for hunger charities that are out there. That's first and foremost our primary objective with the initiative, but also to attack hunger by providing education to consumers about the role of modern agriculture in a world with an expanding need for food due to improving diets and growing populations. As part of the hunger fundraising, you'll see a lot of a lot of promotion. If you're engaged at all with the media, both through the Farm Journal properties as well as others, a lot of promotion out there in order to engage growers and people in the industry, whether you're an individual donor or a larger corporate type, in order to harvest the potential and the generosity of this industry in order to feed those in the world that don't have the access to the wonderful food supply that we're so capable of producing here in this country. Our educational outreach, we think, is an important aspect of our initiative. We intend to work with others throughout the industry in terms of the key messages that are part of a traveling exhibit that is currently under construction that will start making appearances at major consumer events around the United States this spring. We intend to go to events like the Washington Cherry Blossom Festival, the Texas State Fair, venues like the Mall of America, places that we can engage with a lot of consumers with positive messages about the stewardship and productivity of agriculture and how important that is in today's world. Also part of our campaign is a pretty extensive series of videos and television content that we've been producing, and it gives me great pleasure to share some of that with you now. We have a segment that ran on Ag Day Television Thanksgiving Day as part of our Harvest of Thanks special on Ag Day back in November, and it's just 5 minutes, so I hope I can get your attention for those 5 minutes, and I think you're going to enjoy getting a flavor for what it is that we're doing out there for farmers feeding the world.
If you asked me how we do it, I could tell you it's a miracle. But it's not. It's not our politics, our money, the water we drink, or this incredible place we call home. It's not any of the things that make us so different from each other, and there are a lot of those. It's the things we agree on, like feeding families, children, being good stewards of the earth, and knowing that a billion people who starve across the globe every year really don't have to. If you're like me, you used to think that food comes from grocery stores. And that was okay. Until now. But when thousands of men and women across this great country decided to help those billion men, women, and children all across the globe in a way that only they could, it wasn't because they were kings or queens or senators or presidents. Some were big, most were small. And they only have two things in common. They're in a better position than anyone else in the world to do something about the problem. And they're all American farmers.
That's what I like about the family farm. It's the culture. We're doers. We just don't talk about it. We do it. When I look at the people that are being given this challenge, I know they face challenges every day. It's the weather, it's the markets, it's maybe their financial needs. Who knows what challenge they're facing? But they always go into it head on, and they will accomplish their goals. We're a group that, when we look at everything in front of us, we come up with a plan and we try to address it. Yeah, we're not going to make a big inroad in my lifetime, but we got to start somewhere. And we got to start now.
Since 1970, the world population has doubled. Today, there's less available land for farming than ever before. The pressure for our natural resources continues to grow. And the 6.8 billion people on our planet today will soon be 9.
You know, when I talk to our friends in the city, it doesn't matter whether it's San Francisco or Chicago, I think they all care. They just don't know how they can help do it.
The average American farmer feeds 155 people a day, compared to just 38 just a few decades ago. That's 20% of the world, using just 10% of the land. Can American farmers produce even more food and protect the planet at the same time? Research and technology have already made us the most productive agricultural community in history. But we can't do this alone. World-class organizations like Heifer International have developed proven models and methods that end the cycle of starvation in sustainable ways, teaching people in this country and throughout the world to feed themselves, who, in turn, teach their neighbors to do the same.
No child should suffer. No child should be hungry. We have to do this. The American farmer produced the food to feed the American population that's enabled our country to be who we are. And it's one of the most extraordinary gifts we have to offer the rest of the world.
American agriculture has come a long way, but there are still children and adults here and all over the globe who have nothing to eat, who care nothing for politics, committees, or speeches, who know only that they have nothing to eat, and that when you and I sit down for dinner tonight, they won't.
The unfairness of it is overwhelming, and it doesn't have to be that way.
Now, American farmers are taking a stand to help feed a billion starving people by supporting food banks for urgent need due to crisis and frontline organizations like Heifer International that help people to pull themselves up by their bootstraps. Farmers feeding the world will make a permanent difference.
So little goes so far.
You can help. Visit farmersfeedingtheworld.org to see how easy it is. Help teach a billion starving people how they can begin to feed themselves. This is more than a promise.
We can feed the world. We can feed the world.
This is something that works.
You never feel so good about yourself as when you're doing something for someone else.
Farmers Feeding the World. This message has been made possible in part by a grant from the Howard G. Buffett Foundation.
Folks, we're really excited about this. We need your help. We can do this together as an industry, as individuals, as companies. We're already a very generous industry when it comes to contributing to charity. The purpose of this is for us to get behind something that we can do together. It's in the hunger space, which is near and dear to the hearts and minds of everybody that works in this industry. It's something that is off to a great start. This last slide, I'll make a couple more comments and then pass the podium here, but our goal is to raise at least $20 million annually in the early stages of this campaign. We're off to a great start. We're only a few months into it. We have over $5 million of commitments already. Some of those stretch beyond 2011, so we still have a long way to go to hit our $20 million goal, but we're well on our way to achieving that. We do have an exhibit here at the trade show. You're welcome to come by and learn more at the exhibit. Get a copy of that video if you'd like to have it and share it with others. And we really appreciate the chance to be up here at the podium tonight. One last thing, our board of directors, you saw two of the directors in the video. Jim Morris, the older gentleman about my age, making comments as the president of the Indiana Pacers and former head of the World Food Program. He's on our board. Also, Indiana farmer Kip Tom is the farmer representative on our independent board. We also have Lyle Orwig from Charleston Orwig Communications in Milwaukee is one of our board members, and Tom Doerr, current CEO of the U.S. Grains Council and former head of rural development at USDA, is our other independent board member. So that's a little bit about who we are. Thanks for your attention this evening, and at this point I'm going to turn it back over to Jim. Jim, it's all yours.
Thanks, Chuck, and again, what a great message, and more importantly, what a great initiative for agriculture. As you may or may not know, one of the most unique things about this show, being a manufacturer show, is the number of executives that are in attendance that are willingly here and able to meet with each and every one of you at their booths for the next few days. So with that, we look forward to meeting with you, having discussions about technology, machinery, where agriculture is going. And we hope you have a great show. So with that, thank you very much. Enjoy yourselves. Martin?
Thank you very much, Jim. That was an inspiring message from our sponsor for this part of EchoConnect Expo 2011. When I first spoke to you about EchoConnect Expo, I said the show would be a wonderful event for manufacturers and agribusinesses. We have wanted a global agricultural trade show in North America, and now we have it. EchoConnect Expo provides the forum in North America where advanced international expertise focuses on solutions for the unique local needs of farmers around the world, right where they live and work. In that spirit, we would like to honor the award-winning work of photojournalist William Decay. Bill grew up on a farm near London, Ontario, and his photography has appeared in prominent mainstream publications such as National Geographic and Time. Bill was shortlisted twice for a Pulitzer Prize in photography, and this year was named Photographer of the Year by the American Agricultural Editors Association in 2010. Bill's work can be seen regularly in the Western Producer, for which he travels Western Canada, capturing the essence of Canadian agriculture and rural life. Now please join me in viewing the powerful work of photojournalist Bill Decay. Wow, that was terrific, and like in real life, high market shares of John Deere. A special thanks to Bill Decay of the Western Producer for contributing to our opening ceremony, and congratulations for being one of the top photographers in this or in his field. Now we will celebrate the kind of key people who make it all happen. These are the people who represent the vitality and commitment of today's producers. They also represent elements that are critical to our way of life because they make contributions to agriculture. The Advocating for Agriculture Awards program seeks to create a wider public understanding and appreciation of the significant contributions that production agriculture makes to our quality of life. The achievements of the award winners also serve as an inspiration for future industry leaders. EchoConnect Expo asked for nomination in three categories: the Ag Woman of the Year, the Community Advocate, and the Next Generation Ag. Each of the nine finalists received an HD flip cam to capture their work as advocates for agriculture, and thousands of votes were cast for them in our YouTube balloting. The three finalists for Ag Woman of the Year were Beverly Hall of Baxter, Tennessee, Debbie Lyons Blythe of White City, Kansas, and Maria McGinnis of Madison, Wisconsin. The three finalists for the Community Advocate Award were Ray Bauman of Frankfort, Kentucky, and Melinda Jackson of Lake Arthur, New Mexico, and finally Jerry Schleicher of Parkville, Missouri. The three finalists for the Next Generation of Ag Award were Elliot Marsh of Statesboro, Georgia, Chad Bremer of Pearl City, Illinois, and Erin Moeller of Columbia, Missouri. First, our Ag Woman of the Year Award winner is Beverly Hall of Baxter, Tennessee. Beverly Hall's family has farmed in Tennessee for five generations, and she has been an educator for more than 20 years serving agriculture in both Illinois and Tennessee. Beverly won the 2006 Excellence in Teaching Ag Award for Tennessee and presented at the National Conference for Ag in the classroom. Her after-school and school garden programs so impressed the Tennessee Commissioner of Agriculture that he pursued state funding to expand the effort to teach about food and fiber in the classroom. Let's hear about Beverly's work from her advocating for agricultural video.
Homeland security begins at home. If you want to protect the welfare and the health of the country, protect the family farm. Imagine a nation where children understand where their food comes from.
Bread comes from wheat.
Where do we eat wheat?
From the plants.
Bread comes from wheat, which the farmers grow, and they cut it down, and they make flour out of wheat.
It's why I've made it my mission for over 2 decades to educate the children on the importance of agriculture. I've planted grains and vegetables indoors and out to engage students. I've invited local farmers to bring pigs, ducks, and horses to school. My classes have even hatched chickens. The students and I, with the help of local partners such as Master Gardeners and Farm Bureau, built an outdoor garden with raised beds for vegetables, herbs, and fiber crops such as cotton. This is an opportunity to not only educate the students, but their parents as well, and the community on the importance of a local food system.
Beverly, please join me on stage. Thank you very much. Congratulations, Beverly. Next, advocating for agriculture is a critical local issue. And the winner of the Community Advocate Award is Ray Bauman of Frankfort, Kentucky. Ray is a longtime advocate for agriculture. He produces a weekly internet radio show on America's Web Radio, showcasting agriculture. He recently produced and hosted a 30-minute program for the Kentucky Soybean Board called Faces of Farming, featuring farmers telling their stories. He produced 2 public service announcements as part of the same campaign to promote a more favorable image of farmers and agriculture in America. He currently publishes a regional magazine called Hoofprint as a voice for the sheep and goat industry. Ray also effectively uses social media to spread his message on Facebook and Twitter. Now let's hear from him directly in his own words.
So as farmers, we have to reach out. As farmers, we have to be more transparent in what we do. As farmers, we have to educate more and help people understand where their food does come from. And that's a critical issue because when you stop and think about it, somewhere in the neighborhood of 15% of the American public is what the USDA calls food insecure. That means they may not know where their next meal is coming from. That's a critical issue that needs to be addressed, and we don't address it by confusing stories about production methods, about the way animals are treated, many of the other things that are coming from within and without the agriculture community. We need to rally together behind a unified message, supporting agriculture, and supporting a safe, abundant food supply. It's as simple as that.
Please join me on stage, Ray, and you all join me in congratulating Jay. The future of agriculture is critical to all of us. And the 2011 Next Generation of Ag Award winner is Elliot Marsh of Statesboro, Georgia. That's here. I'm a southerner, so I thought you would maybe applaud a little more. Elliot Marsh is the agribusiness program coordinator and instructor of Ogeechee Technical College and the first president of the University of Georgia College of Agriculture and Environmental Science. Marsh is a member of the Statesboro Bullock County Chamber of Commerce and serves as the 2010 co-chair on the Agribusiness Committee. He's an ex-officio member of the Board of Directors of Bullock County Farm Bureau and a graduate of the Georgia Agri Leaders Forum Foundation, where he was honored with the Ron Hart Memorial Leadership Award. He is what Elliot wants to share with y'all.
Agribusiness is an integral part of our everyday life and activities. It relates to the food we eat, the clothes we wear, and even the fuel we put in our vehicles. Agribusiness contributes to the success of Georgia as a leading industry, posting a $65 billion economic impact and contributing to roughly 1 in 6 jobs. I want to ask you to join me in acknowledging all that agriculture means to my community, my state, and our nation. As the Agribusiness Program Director at Ogeechee Technical College, I also helped create a path to agriculture as the only agribusiness program in Southeast Georgia. Ogeechee Tech is dedicated to educating the people who will help keep our agriculture-based economy strong in Bullock County and Georgia. We do this by matching a challenging curriculum with agricultural learning experiences. Agriculture is an industry that I love and respect. Let's do our part in helping to ensure that there is a next generation of agriculture for agriculture.
Elliot, please join me. Econnect Expo salutes our grand prize winners and every advocate for agriculture. These producers and advocates represent the hard work of tens of thousands who labor to provide the food and fiber available today more abundantly and more cost-effectively than ever before. Let's all congratulate them. Now we will meet some of the representatives of many companies that participated in the planning and accomplishment of this show. As I announce your names, I'd like to invite the AgConnect Expo 2011 Management Committee members to join me on stage. Please hold your applause until everyone is up on stage. Tom Evans, Ryan Grief, Tim Merritt, Rusty Fowler, Paul Kindinger, Bernd Koch, Gary McDonald, Scott Mortimer, Charlie O'Brien, Chuck Roth, Hannah Hammondtree, Kip Tom, and Mike Yost. Now I'd like to introduce the representatives from the show sponsor organizations and the groups that choose to co-locate their key meetings and events at AgConnect in 2011. As I announce your names, please join me on stage. And I would like first, representing show sponsor and partner Agritechnica and DLG International, Jochen Köckler. From ASABA, Darin Drollinger. From FEMA, John Malinowski. From NAIDA, Paul Kindinger. From Farm Journal, Andy Weber and Shalene Fing. And from Successful Farming, Lauren Kruse and Kurt Blades. I now like to recognize the organizations holding events at AgConnect Expo, especially these 5 industry associations. Ag Electronics Foundation, represented by William Rudolph and Harold Frank. ASABE with Ron McAllister. ASHCA, represented by William Nelson and Dan Hare. Farm Foundation with Barry Flinkborg and Neil Conkling, and FFA Alumni Association Amber Smyer. you see what we mean when we say this trade show is by the industry and for the industry. Thank you very much for your contributions to this event this year. EcoConnect Expo is what a global show should be, a showcase of great companies and people and their latest products, a place of extensive and significant education and energizing networking environment, a true gathering place for celebrating agriculture. Enjoy the reception and the rest of the show. Thank you very much.